This all-nighter is completely your fault. Well, if you ran the right set of data, like the one that I sent you, we wouldn't be here tonight. I should have double-checked it. Oh, do you need your mommy to wipe your ass too? Unlike you, I'm not a petty little bitch, so we're not going to argue about this. I already spend enough time with you in meetings. You spend all the time talking, and you say nothing. So, let's get this done tonight, so that I can go home. I'd much rather be at home watching some stupid reality show than spending another second sharing the same air with you. What's my problem? Have you even been listening to me? No wonder Donna dumped your ass. Oh yeah, we talked all about it for a solid week. How you're boring as fuck, but somehow compensate with a nice dick? I mean, it's an okay dick. Oops. Was I not supposed to say that? Well, take that up with Donna. The lighting was shitty anyway, and like I said, your dick was just okay. It has nothing to do with size. What the fuck? Don't paint me out to be some, I don't know, villain or something. Fuck you. You always paint me out to be the bad guy. But guys like you always intentionally make things harder for women like me. I may not know how to plot data, but I can read it and take action on the right data. Take your dating history, for example. I didn't date you, or fuck you. But I know that while you might be worth one night in bed, you aren't worth any of the lead up to it. She said you made her come with just your cock. I call bullshit, but again, not worth my time. You've already stolen so much from me, including tonight. I'll probably have to end up doing all this work myself while you fall asleep on the couch or something. Oh, you're finally gonna pull your weight, huh? Why? To take all the credit? Prove yourself? Why? Is that what you think's gonna win Donna back? You nail the presentation, and then she falls all over herself to beg for you back? Your cock can't be that good that she'd go through all that embarrassment. I'm not talking about your cock a lot. Don't flatter yourself. You seem pretty fucking confident in it. She was probably lying anyway, to compensate for the fact that she was dating a loser like you. I'm not gonna argue with you about your pathetic fucking dick. You can, whip it out and show me, prove me wrong. What? Are you too shy? Yeah, that's on brand. Just a coward who can't make the right decision to move forward. Look, whip it out or get the fuck out of my face so I can finish this project. It's not the worst dick I've seen, and I've seen a lot of cock in my day. Go ahead. Call me a slut. I don't care. Your opinion means nothing to me, and there's nothing wrong with being a slut. So, tell me, how would you do it? How would you make her come with just your cock? Yeah, I bet you'd have to show me. Fucking creep. Oh, that's not what you meant? You've been stuttering. I'm shocked you can even make it through a presentation. The only way that would happen is if we make this interesting. Well, I haven't gotten laid in I don't know how long, because I'm too busy here fixing your fuck-ups. But, I don't know, let's say if you can make me come before you do, I'll finish the project and put your name on it. If I make you come first, you do the same for me. No fuckery, either. You know this is both our asses if we fuck up on this client. I'm not asking you on a date. We can do this right here. Yeah, there's a table right here. Do you enjoy it when I talk shit to you? Is that why you keep acting like an idiot? Come on, pull your pants down and make whatever fucking magic happen. And don't kiss me. And don't think this is romantic. This is a challenge. Okay? Now hurry up. I don't have all fucking day. I'm waiting. I told you. I haven't had sex in far too long. You don't get extra credit because I'm cock deprived. You like to be called, right? Oh, you could never be my daddy, but if it gets you closer, all's fair, right? Does it feel good? I bet you haven't gotten any pussy lately either. And it feels good to stretch me out. Feeling a nice wet pussy, daddy. Come on, daddy. Did you come? Fuck. No, fuck that. Double or nothing. Yeah. You know we're gonna be on the same team for however long, and there's gonna be another project, so yeah. Double or nothing. It felt fine. I don't know how you did that, but, it couldn't happen again. I know it couldn't. That's not how my body works. You're probably just nervous. That's why it didn't happen. You're intimidated by me, and so your mind wouldn't let you come. Here. Switch places with me, Daddy. It's better when I'm in control anyway. Yeah, I'm sucking your dick. Foreplay isn't cheating. Well, you could just come. Okay, Daddy. Time for me to ride the cum out of your cock. All the way to a win. Some nice tits, right? You can touch them. I'll be your slut. I'll be your little cum slut tonight. If you come inside me, Daddy. So stupid.
bought all of that. Oh, I feel sorry for you. You literally got taken for a ride. And now you have to do double the work. Oh, man. Don't think this changes anything between us. You're still a piece of shit. And I have no interest in ever doing this again. Maybe you should put together a PowerPoint of how to make a woman come. You know, do something worthwhile with your time. Anyway, I'm gonna go to the gym downstairs and wash all of this disgusting cum out of me. See you around, dude.